USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's first national security advisor, retired General Michael Flynn, will be sentenced today for lying to the FBI about contacts with Russia's U.S. ambassador during the presidential transition. Special Counsel Robert Mueller recommending no prison time, though, for Michael Flynn because he cooperated in the ongoing probe. Meanwhile, ex-FBI Director James Comey yesterday goes behind closed doors at a House committee meeting. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Comey was again questioned about his handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation and the early stages of the Russia probe. After meeting with lawmakers, Comey talks about the FBI's reputation.
The FBI's reputation has taken a big hit because the President of the United States, with his acolytes, has lied about it constantly. That's a tragedy. That will be undone eventually.
USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Two new reports for the U.S. Senate looking into the sweeping scale and scope of Russian efforts to influence the 2016 presidential election, and they say that Russia used every major social media platform in an effort to help Republican Donald Trump win the White House. The independent reports were prepared for the Senate Intelligence Committee, and they say the efforts aim to boost support for Trump while distracting and confusing potential supporters of Democrat Hillary Clinton. California now heading up a group of states in an effort to make sure that Obamacare stays in effect. A federal judge in Texas ruling on Friday the law is unconstitutional, but a coalition of 17 attorneys general now asks the judge who ruled on the case to make it clear that the Affordable Care Act is still the law until the case goes through the appeals process. They say the move will ensure that Americans relying on Obamacare for health insurance won't have their care disrupted. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Stop me if you've heard this before, a wild ride on Wall Street. All right, you've heard it. Anyway, the latest from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
What will happen at the opening bell this morning remains anyone's guess. It could be a great opportunity for bargain hunters after a miserable session on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 507 points, the NASDAQ off 156, more than 2%, and the S&P 500 falls to its lowest level in more than a year, the S&P down 54 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
A Missouri man convicted of illegally killing hundreds of deer will be going to jail for a year, and while there, he's being told he'll have to watch the movie Bambi once every month. David Berry Jr., sentenced in what state wildlife officials call one of Missouri's biggest poaching cases ever. They say he killed hundreds of deer and took only the animals' heads and antlers, leaving the bodies to rot. In sentencing Berry to jail, a judge ordered Berry to watch Bambi again at least once a month while behind bars in the classic 1942 animated movie Hunters Kill Bambi's Mother. And the Jack in the Box food chain considering a menu of financial options, including selling the company. The 67-year-old burger chain based in San Diego has been struggling with falling sales, over the past 2 years. And for USA Radio.